I struck up a conversation on a bench down at the station with a fellow who was sleeping through the dawn. He woke up from his snoring, said his dreams were rather boring. He stretched his arms and then began to yawn. Oh, he was yawning, and then I was yawning. I couldn't keep my mouth from opening wide. Though I resisted, that feeling persisted. A yawn's a yawn and cannot be denied. I took a bus out to Vancouver. Oh, that Greyhound was a mover. We arrived in time to see the salmon spawn. But on the way back home to Erie, all the passengers were weary. Yes, everyone on the bus began to yawn. Oh, they were all yawning, and then I was yawning. I couldn't keep my mouth from opening wide. Though I resisted, that feeling persisted. A yawn's a yawn and cannot be denied. Oh, I knelt down on the floor to tell my chocolate Labrador that we could take a walk beyond the lawn. But the dog was very tired and for a walk was not inspired. She blinked her eyes and then began to yawn. Oh, she was yawning, and then I was yawning. I couldn't keep my mouth from opening wide. Though I resisted, that feeling persisted. A yawn's a yawn and cannot be denied. Now you can call it auscultation with a stretch pandiculation. It's the same throughout the world from Rome to Nome. It's done by mammals, birds, and fish for reasons that are very-ish. Just tell me now before you head on home. Have you been yawning because I was yawning? Or could you keep your mouth from opening wide? You may have resisted, but I persisted. A yawn's a yawn and cannot be denied. Yeah, yawn's a yawn and cannot be denied.